It is Morning Edition on NHPR. The November election is front and center on a lot of people's minds right now, not least of all because President Trump has declined to commit to a peaceful transition of power if he were to lose the election. He's also, without evidence, questioned the legitimacy of the election itself. But here in New Hampshire, there is another battle that's playing out in court that could have ramifications for how and when voters cast their ballots in November and how those ballots are counted. NHPR's Casey McDermott listened into the courtroom yesterday and joins us now. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Rick.
Casey, there's been a lot of legal fighting over voting here in New Hampshire the last few years, so it can be kind of hard to keep track. Just to start, can you explain what this lawsuit is about?
You're right. There have been a lot of court cases. There have been ones over voter registration rules, voter residency laws, also absentee balloting, accessible voting, and more. This case comes from the American Federation of Teachers and a plaintiff in Concord. It was filed in August, and it's actually part of a whole set of about a dozen other similar cases playing out across the country. And those cases, like this one, are backed by a prominent Democratic law firm called Perkins Coie. That same law firm, we should note, has been involved in some other voting lawsuits in New Hampshire in the last few years. But basically, to the case itself, it really focuses on New Hampshire's COVID-19 voting rules and especially the absentee voting rules.
Like what?
Well, there's the absentee ballot deadline. So in New Hampshire, if you're mailing your ballot, for example, it has to arrive to your local clerk by 5 p.m. on election day. That's not the case in some other states, and the lawsuit would force the state to count ballots that arrive later, as long as they're postmarked by election day. There's also the issue of postage. New Hampshire does not prepay postage for absentee ballots, even though that was a recommendation from that bipartisan advisory panel that the state set up earlier this year to help figure out how to deal with COVID-19 and its elections. This lawsuit would force the state to prepay postage for absentee ballots. And the lawsuit also asks for some other things. It wants to let voters return ballots in drop boxes when those drop boxes are not manned by a local election official, to make absentee voter registration forms more readily available online, and to strike down a requirement that someone registering to vote absentee needs to have a witness.
Okay, so they're really looking to broaden the rules for how easy it is to request and then return absentee ballots. What's the state's response?
So what's interesting here is that it's not just state attorneys that are trying to keep things as they are. Lawyers for President Trump's reelection campaign and the Republican National Committee are also involved in this case on the side of the state. And their position is that New Hampshire has already made plenty of accommodations to let people vote safely and securely during COVID-19. And they say that making any of the changes that the lawsuit proposes right now would cause too much confusion and are really just coming too close to the election.
Well, we are getting close. How likely is it that this could change things for November?
Honestly, at this point, it's hard to say. You know, there was a big hearing in the case yesterday virtually, and the judge presiding over it said he'd try to, you know, issue a decision as soon as possible, keeping in mind that upcoming election. During the hearing, it was interesting to kind of hear the kind of questions that the judge was asking. You see this a lot in voting lawsuits, but he kept coming back to this question of, you know, how do you balance the state's interest in keeping things as they are, keeping rules in place that are designed to prevent fraud or to help election officials process ballots in a timely manner, for example. How do you balance that with the interest of voters who are trying to cast a ballot without too much obstacles? And then on top of that, the judge also kind of acknowledged the obvious fact that we're in a unique moment with the pandemic and the rules that might have been reasonable in ordinary times. He questioned, you know, would those create more of a challenge right now?
So what would it mean to most New Hampshire voters? You know, what does it mean for the average voter here in the state?
So first of all, what's important to note is that this lawsuit doesn't put anything on hold. So you can still register to vote. You can still cast your absentee ballot. In fact, absentee ballots went out to local election offices across the state this week. So if you already requested one, it should be on its way to you soon. If you still need to register or request a ballot, you can still do that. We have instructions on how to handle all of that at NHPR.org. But the other thing that we're actually trying to figure out here at NHPR, separate from this lawsuit, is how much of a problem some of the issues that were brought up in the lawsuit actually are for voters. So like the postmark deadline, absentee ballot paperwork rules. We don't have a good handle on how many ballots were rejected during the state primary in September for different reasons like that. But we are asking the state for that data, and we hope to have that soon at the very least so that we can help voters try to avoid those kind of potential problems before November, regardless of what happens in court.
I know that, Casey, you've always been trying to get that data and report it out for us and really make it clear. So we thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Rick.
It is NHPR's Casey McDermott. To find more of our election coverage, by the way, including a guide that Casey has put together on how to vote amid the pandemic, you can visit our website. It's at nhpr.org. And this is Morning Edition from NHPR.